Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. Welcome to Dragon Friends Season 5. If you don't know what Dragon Friends is, it's, well, let's see. There's dragons in it, and there's dungeons in it. And, it's usually played by people who have a better chance of fighting a dragon than they have of losing their virginity. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, it's Dragon Friends Season 5.
It began like any other show. From the distant corners of Sydney, the Dragon Friends assembled. Simon from his leafy Enmore hideaway, David from the distant township of Campsie, Eden from his mum's house, and Hing from the dank and mysterious innards of the SBS. Together they descended on the Giant Dwarf Theatre, a spacious 290-seat Art Deco comedy house in Redfern, Sydney, New South Wales.
Available for rent for your event or function.
But almost immediately, it was clear that something was wrong. Ben and Alex were notably absent, and the energy seemed off. Indeed, it seems as if some kind of torpor has seeped into the entire city of Sydney. Radio talkback and blogs chatter of the unseasonal flu epidemic that has seemed to sweep the city overnight. But it can't just be that. There's something off about this town, this show, and this night. And yet the show must go on. Dave hastily explains that while Ben isn't coming, he has all the notes and is fine to run the session alone. Backstage, you find yourself wondering if his eyes seem more bloodshed than normal. That's bloodshot.
Okay, good, well done, Dave. Okay. Well done.
Sounded like you're bleeding from the eyes, Dave.
Yeah. Or if his manner, more manic, but who can say? This flu is clearly going around. Even over the pre-show music, you could hear coughing throughout the audience. The music plays, the dragos are introduced, and in the audiences, as their expectoration recede to an acceptable background level, Dave puts up a hand, and for a moment the room is silent. Then suddenly his eyes roll back in his head, and he collapses on the desk. Something is very wrong, and welcome to the end of the world RPG. I am now going to hand out character sheets written for each of you by Ben and Alex, who could not be with us. These character sheets represent you in real life, not forget Bobby, forget Baston, forget Friezo. This was Ben and Alex's best attempt to capture you on paper, so there you go.
Do I want high or low scores?
A 5 is Olympic. One is barely catatonic.
I have dexterity.
I have one charisma? This is bullshit. These fucking lazy ass parents have given me one for charisma and one for empathy. They're gonna fucking hear from. I'm gonna fucking text these idiots.
You'll notice. So the way End of the World works as well, there are stats for physical, mental, and social features, and you've been given some positive and negative features in those categories.
Now, Dave, just to clarify there, why is there a negative next to dad bod? Because I would say that dad bod will give me a bonus in, like, repetitive action and, like, lifting...
like slowly jiggling
like,
a
so
baby?
Slowly jiggling, yeah. Padding, so very strong wrists.
Getting a stitch.
Man, when you become a dad, you'll know.
I think you'll find that they offset dad bod by giving you the positive social feature of dad voice, which is natural authority and calmness. Right. So, anyone else?
I'm strong in social. I've got 4 charisma and 4 empathy.
Any good features?
Just follow my social cues, Michael.
Duh, what does that mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
fucking bullshit.
I've got the...
Okay, if you are much more antagonistic at the beginning of this, I'm docking you some social points.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll behave.
Modest mixologist in my mental skills.
Yep.
What does that mean?
One will... I'm a modest mixologist. I'm not a good one. I'm
okay.
Modest.
Yeah.
He knows the ingredients for a Manhattan, but it's not very good.
Hey, I can... Well, we'll see, won't we? I only have one dexterity. You said that was catatonic, Dave.
Yep.
I walk around. I used to be a somebody. Oh.
I will say that it's possible that Ben and Alex don't know some secret skills that you have. So I'm happy.
They do know about my +4 artist's fingers, though.
Gross.
Yeah. But,
somehow they've written that I have classical piano, (13 years), (13 years). I studied the piano for at least 14 years. That's a
positive.
Do you
have artist's fingers as well?
And then, and then the negative on that features list there for physical is I have a very weird dick. Now, I was under the impression that we were leaving our Dungeons and Dragons characters behind.
We are.
Yeah, we all did.
I think you'll find that what you're getting confused there is that Friezo has a deeply wrong chongus, whereas you have a very weird dick. There's a distinction. You've got some other stuff, though. You have the mental deficiency knows less than nothing about animals. But they've also been quite nice because you have the positive mental logic ability of freak brain, so...
Yeah, and then I'm very punctual, but they've also called me an enormous coward. So, I mean, none of this is good.
Yeah. Do you understand? So these are the skills and features that will guide you through the game.
Yes.
If you think that they've missed one, let me know, but I will probably make you come up with a negative feature if you add a positive one.
Okay.
Also notice this stress tracker. You have 9 stress points in physical, mental, and social. If you get to 9 points of stress damage in any category, you die, you tap out, you're done.
Oh.
Now, as I said, the game has just begun. I put my hand up, and the room has gone silent, and then suddenly... Dave's eyes roll back in his head. I'm going to do this in the third person because otherwise it feels deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now who's the enormous coward? Sorry.
His eyes roll back in his head and he collapses.
Dave's drunk too much white wine without eating again.
It's been known to happen. Head first on the table. Talking of which, if you could just...
Top up young Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
Wait, now I'm the dungeon master.
I'm in character. But in character, I'm saying, Dave. Dave.
He doesn't give you
Dave,
a response.
I push him a little bit.
You're going to push him?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I yell for Shaq. Which is Dave's wife. What's wrong with him? Is this
Shaq?
Has he got
Shaq isn't here. Shaq didn't come because he was busy holidaying overseas.
Oh. Then who's at the merch table?
Yeah.
Along with all of our loved ones, let's just say, because otherwise this could get quite nasty.
I push Dave's head to the side.
No, well,
and
I need
put him
you
in the recovery position.
Right, I need you to make for me an end of the world dexterity test. The way this works is you get.
I've got dexterity 1, Dave.
These white dice are positive features.
Okay, yeah. So how positive am I?
You're gonna get 1 for this. You're gonna get 1 for good lighting.
Yep.
And you're gonna get 1 more because pushing someone is quite easy, and because you are hyper aware that something seems wrong, so you're paying attention.
Okay. Yeah. I am.
But you are also far too trusting. So using your negative
So I'm trusting that Dave. It's just Dave and not anything else.
Now what you do is you cancel negatives, cancel positives. If they're rolling the same, I'll do it for you.
I got 1. I passed.
You did. You got 1. So you
passed. But I take 1 stress.
You take 1 point of physical stress. And the reason that you do that is you touch Dave's shoulder. It's so weird. You touch my shoulder.
Yeah.
And at that moment, with preternatural quickness, I suddenly grab your wrist and you realize that my hand is icy cold and I suddenly jerk upright and my eyes are white.
And you've got a stronger grip than I ever thought.
So far, yeah, I'm holding you down.
Okay, so,
Do any of you else, you can all do something if you want.
I leave the stage, probably. I'm gonna back down away from the stage.
Impossible to understand why you have enormous coward, yep.
Well, no, I'm not cowardly. I'm just being aware that there's a flu epidemic. This is germs. Eden was a fucking idiot to touch the... He's clearly infected. Have you never seen our movie?
So you're fleeing the stage. Where are you going?
I'll go...
You are here. You're in the theater.
Yeah, I'll go into the crowd to be with the people.
And
because
Simon,
I am a man of the people.
So is it clear that something is is dangerously wrong.
My eyes are white and I'm grabbing, but I'm conscious again and I'm grabbing Eden's wrist.
And Eden, you're panicking? Are you?
No, well, I say, Dave, can I like push you? Dave, can I like?
I think you give a little shriek, but that's all that you've, okay, all that's happened like, so far.
I grab the bottle of 3/4 full white wine and just club you over the head with
what
it.
What the fuck? That's how long it takes you?
Are you upset? Because
I've seen a lot of movies.
You're getting a lot of wine on your laptop.
I've known you for over a decade.
Can I say that's also great because the alcohol will probably disinfect Dave's pores. I think that's a really smart move, Simon.
I'm furious about that, but okay, great. Make a dexterity attack for me. You get your base one, and you can have another one because I'm coming from the ground, and Eden sort of helping.
All right. That's 2 fives.
No, he misses.
You miss.
Oh.
So you smash the bottle, and it becomes... it's smashed, and it's now a Bristol dagger, but you've missed my head. Write that down, but also at this moment, I want you, all three of you, to write down everything that you physically have on you at the moment. This is your equipment that you're going to start the adventure with. You have
keys.
A wallet?
Does Simon get his bag?
Simon's bag was under the table. That's allowed.
So
your bag's not under the...
Oh, yeah. Hang on, wait. I got to go get something.
Okay. Panadol.
Wallet, keys.
Panadol.
All right, now, so hang on. Write it specifically. So you have 10 Panadol. You have... Is that Tide brand lip balm?
It's a Tide brand stain stick.
Stain stick, so you can take stains out.
Stain stick. You have an access pass for...
PwC.
PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yep.
And you have an empty backpack.
No, I've got some pawpaw. I've got my car keys.
Nice. Yes.
Okay.
Write it all down. What do you have?
I've got wallet, keys.
How much money? Tell the audience how much money you have on you.
In my wallet, in actual cash.
Yeah. Cards aren't going to be any good in the zombie apocalypse.
$0. I have $0 in my wallet.
And you know what, actually?
It's a cashless society, Dave.
I actually have my wallet at home today.
You don't have any wallet. And I've got my water bottle for hydration.
Can you write 80% full water bottle?
I've got a customized notepad. Yep. And a
phone. You have a phone.
And a summer outfit.
You have a phone with 62% battery.
Oh yeah, I got a phone.
Okay, 62% sure. What have you got?
Battery. Oh god.
80% water bottle.
You guys write 50%. That down. Just take your time. Hing, what have you got?
What have you got in your bag, King?
So in the back of my car, I keep a go bag. just with. Well,
Is that your gym stuff?
Well, that's part of the go. So there's a couple of shoes. Just like classic things: passport, umbrella, screwdriver, some gloves, a thing of butane, just some garbage bags, and a hammer. But. I remember like 2 years ago, I told you that I kept a go bag and you called me an insane person.
Is that your only passport? Is that where you keep your passport?
Well, unless I'm traveling without my go bag, which is never, obviously. And I've just got some water and some shears and a lighter and some, just some AAA batteries.
Just in case your remote control runs out?
Yeah.
All right,
the TV remote if the end of the world occurs.
You can write down go bag and anything that's in that bag can be used. You are a deeply wrong person.
We don't have time to argue this, Dave.
So, to remind you, you are trapped with me. You're holding a Bristol dagger.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Nice.
Picnic knife, fork, and spoon.
And a camping spatula. And you've run to get your go bag, presumably.
That works in the game. I returned from
nighttime cold and flu
with my go bag, and you're unconscious, right?
I know, I'm now conscious again.
But you're attacking Eden.
That's right. And we're back to your turn, Eden. It's actually me first. I actually get to go next. So I'm holding with one hand, and then suddenly my other hand forms into claws, and I
what?
Slash at you.
No, stop that, Dave, I say. Dave, put your claws away.
I get one. All right, I get two good dice.
Get some grooming habits.
One for zombie.
You filthy animal.
One for unyielding.
What the fuck is that? You ever heard of nail clippers?
And I, okay, what's your, my dexterity is one. I miss you.
You miss me.
To have two camping spatulas.
What? They join together so that you can have a knife and a fork, or a knife and a fork and a spoon. So but if you extend them all, I've got a spike in the middle, which I think is some sort of,
there's a corkscrew.
It's got a corkscrew, knife and a spoon on either end, fork, can opener, tiny spoon. So these are my punches.
Wow.
Okay, there you go. That counts as a one bonus dice plus two stress damage weapon.
Nice. Wow. I've got my notepad ready. Okay, so you missed me, Dave?
I missed you. You're next.
With your ganky, like, nails?
Incredibly well-groomed nails,
I want to grab your nail hand and I want to shove it into your own face. So you stab yourself in the face with talons.
Make a dexterity attack for me.
So what? So I've got one.
One. No one is helping you because Simon is... Are you helping, Simon?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you, that'll give use up your turn.
Can I have an extra...
Oh, yeah, I'll help Aiden.
Can I have an extra dice because of my physical superiority to you?
I'm just saying you have dexterity one.
Yes.
I don't
But dexterity is different to, like, strength.
Yeah, what's the difference, Dave?
I'm not going to...
Arm wrestle,
I became the host of a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, so I wouldn't have to be arm wrestled. Thank you very much.
Okay, two dice.
You can have it for this one. You can have it for this one. I'm not going to let you do it again.
Okay, great.
But you do lose one.
Yeah, because you're going to beat it to a pulp.
You lose one because you have the physical feature of cuddliness.
It's a plus. It's you a positive.
And your natural empathy means you can't bear to hurt me,
damn
your
it.
Best friend, Dave Harmon.
All right.
But I don't have that natural empathy, so I'm going to hold
only
you.
Eat
okay,
it
here we
them.
Go. Here we go.
You did it.
One. I stab your claws into your own face, Dave.
Okay, you claw, one of my eyes falls out and you rake long lines in my face. You suffer a point of social damage because
social?
Of the horror of it. And you realize as well that where I touched your hand, it's ice cold. And in fact, it's starting to go really black and
oh,
it looks
no.
really, really bad. Next up was you, Hing.
But
you're outside
Dave.
Trying to make your way back into
so
the theater.
So I've run back into the theater with my go bag. I know what I've got in my bag. And I see...
mm-hmm.
Making my way...
In many ways, you're making your way downtown.
Yeah, I make my way down stage to my friend who's sitting alone at the desk and I grab my
up in
trusty
the light,
hammer.
Holding a hammer in your hand, you stalk your way through the dark. But trying to get to your friend Eden, who seems to be grappling with your best friend, Dave.
So what I'm going to do is...
No, I'm just going to say, but you can't get all the way up there. I'll give you this. This can represent... you know what? Hammer's good. You can have
hammer's
that.
Good,
two
yeah.
dice plus three stress. But you can't make your way. To do that, you have to cross past the tech desk. And the tech for the show is being done by Nathan.
Okay. I like Nathan. We like each other. We've said hello several times.
You call out to him, but you can't help it that he's not noticing you. He seems to be rocking back and forward and coughing, spasms racking his chest.
I take back what I said about liking Nathan. Oh, goodness. Well, as I have...
Nathan, are you here? It is, you're teching tonight.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
What have you got on you?
Half a pack of chewing gum and a Leatherman.
Ooh, Leatherman.
You can't help but notice a Leatherman grasp in his hand, the blade out. And he seems to be chewing some chewing gum.
I turn to Nathan and go, ah, what do you got there? A Leatherman? That's cool, isn't it? And I turn back towards the stage. I sort of begin to stalk back towards the stage.
He sort of groans and shifts in the queue, like in the space between. By the way, everyone's panicking. Sort of, there's a bit of a riot, but there's a bit of space towards the stage. You can get through an aisle, and he's now in your way again.
Fuck. Okay. Well, just look. Like I know this is like real life and stuff, so I'm gonna sort of say that everyone in the audience is the kinds of people who would come to our show.
Yep.
And so. I yell out, oh, what's that? David Tennant's holding a Leatherman. And then I run. It gets dark. No one's going to know.
So you think that if you yell out in the middle, like they're just panicking because Simon grabbed a bottle and then just completely for no reason attacked Dave.
I missed.
And everyone's panicked about that.
They might have thought
you
it was a bit...
You think if you yell out, oh, look, David Tennant's holding a Leatherman in the dark. Just play out for me how this goes in your head.
Look, there's probably 150 people here. Maybe, yeah. maybe 200. I don't know. At least one of them is going to be like, oh, what?
Because David Tennant's holding a Leatherman in the dark is the beginning to a lot of...
classic Doctor Who episodes.
Fanfic. Yeah. Erotic fanfic.
Is he in front of me? Are you going to make me kill Nathan, Dave? All right.
I killed Dave, Michael. Come on.
Look, I'd like to... In real life, Michael Hing would like to apologize to Nathan, our tech, but in-game, Michael Hing will take this hammer, which I... Oh, is that blood? That's upsetting. what is that red shit? What do you reckon that is?
I don't want to know. Don't look at me.
Have you written on the hammer and named it?
I'm going to brandish it, and then if... I'm going to ready myself, so if Nathan comes towards me, I'm gonna swing it.
He's coming towards you.
Okay, I'm swinging it at his head. Oh, goodness. No empathy. All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Three. Suck it up, Hing.
Three positive dice. One for his Leatherman. One for the dark.
All right. One,
cancel,
two.
Cancel. And you roll a one and a two, so that succeeds, and you take a point of stress damage. He slashes you in the ribs, and you start to bleed, but you cave his head in.
Oh, boy. And now, which sort of attribute did I take the stress? Was it physical, mental, or social?
That was in the ribs. That's physical.
Okay, I'll take one
in your physical ribs.
Simon.
Okay, I am going to grab this mic stand.
I might just take a second to say that at the moment, the panic seems to have a weirder quality to it. Other people are falling over, there's coughing, and you start seeing strange fights breaking out in the audience.
Okay, I'm gonna grab this mic stand and...
Ruining the acoustic integrity of the show.
Yeah, but there's no sound tech anyway, yeah, so it's fine.
I grab this mic, I'm gonna take the lead that's attached to it and pull it out. I'm gonna say, guys... Back door now and head for that.
The back door leading out into James Street.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so let's we all scurry
let's
out.
Get out.
Can you make for me quickly just a social charisma check just to make sure that you're heard?
And as I push you.
Two positive, you get a bonus one because of your dad voice. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, you cool. Even get another bonus one because you're grumpy. But you lose one because of Eden screaming and another one just for the general noise.
I'm bearing it stoically.
So those cancel out.
You roll a one, you succeed, and you take 1 point. It costs you 1 point of social, but everybody hears you, and you all rush towards the door.
And I think it'll be like, yeah, that's our show. We'll see you next time. Come back next time, same time next month for the next episode of Dragon Friends.
Okay, you leave. I'm still there.
Oh, wait, are you dead, though?
Well, not dead, but...
I have shoved the claws that came out of your hand into your face, so...
Yeah, I'm screaming.
Best friend, Dave. Miss you. Bye.
And the last thing you see is you burst open the doors and make your way out into the cold streets of Redfern. The incredibly warm, summery streets of Redfern
is hot.
A group of fans now racked over and double, seeming to climb up onto the stage and me screaming shrilly as I'm dragged into the audience in about four different ways and torn apart.
Oh, no.
And let that be on your conscience, but you are now out on the streets. Remember, your hand feels like it's burning and you're bleeding from the ribs.
Okay, we should probably go to a hospital, I think.
Hospital?
So let's run around the front of the theater and get in my car.
No.
My car is closer. No. My car is literally just around the corner.
You got your car?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Can we just go and go to, there's a chemist on Redfern Street. Don't go to a fucking hospital in a fucking apocalypse. That's where every sick person is going to be.
Okay.
The chemist is like...
We can get in the car and do a drive-by.
Okay. The thing is, there's two children's seats in the back, so somebody's just going to squeeze their little bun
in between them.
Shotgun knot.
Okay, right, fine.
I have here a map of the Inner West. Just so that we're clear.
Guys.
Can we get dice cam up?
My car is in the area. I've got a case of Red Bull in the back. Do we want... I was at a party and people were throwing it away. I didn't want it to go to waste, so I just put it in my car. That's where it lives now.
Is this your car that famously almost didn't pass its registration?
But the active word is almost didn't pass rego. Okay, but it did pass rego. It's fine.
Okay, so you're here at Giant Dwarf and you're going to make your way over to Redfern Street to the chemist on Wells Street.
Yes,
excellent.
Okay. All right, yeah, Wells.
Okay, what are you going to get from the chemist?
The streets, by the way, seem almost empty. You can hear sirens blaring. Again, the air is hot and oppressive, and you think you can smell almost the taint of decay on the streets. But you're not sure yet, firstly, if this is just Redfern.
You're smelling that taint, Dave?
Yeah.
A taint. Taint.
I know, but you just emphasized it so hard that it couldn't be anything but the Anyway.
And you make your way. Now, the streets are deserted for now. You're bleeding, but you're still up, and your adrenaline is keeping you together. And your hand seems to be going numb, but you still have some control over it.
Is it like a burn, or has the skin been broken?
It's like a burn. The skin has not been broken.
Okay.
And as you make your way down the street, you find yourself at Redfern Chemists, just next to that lovely antique place.
There's a giraffe neck in there.
It's really nice. Mm. It's got some of them Tennessee Williams chairs.
Ooh.
Yeah, always wanted one. And the doors, however, of this seem to be barricaded shut. There is a sign on the door that simply says, go away. But you can see the lights are on inside.
And it's all glass on the outside, right?
Yeah, the door.
It's a glass door.
It's a glass door.
You got a hammer, don't you, Daddy?
I have a...
Sorry, I won't call you that again.
I've got a trusty hammer. I guess we're going to...
Civilization is hard fought for and easily lost.
Yeah, look. A closed sign I would respect. Go away is clearly some charlatan.
I'm gonna try and smash open a window with my hammer.
And this is a good example of the fact that we're not playing superheroes. We're not playing fantasy people. So I need you to make a dexterity test, because this is tricky to do without hurting yourself.
I have dexterity 3.
Because this is something Michael Hing, as Michael Hing, would plausibly fail at and damage himself.
Although I reckon he'd be really good at it for some reason. I don't know why.
You have an extra one for your hammer. Is there anything else that gives you benefits?
Dexterity 3. Does that not? Do I not get 3 dice?
Oh, you get
for
an
that?
Extra one for your hammer. Sorry, yeah, you have 3 dice, and I would normally give like moral compulsion as a negative to be the first person to start a riot, but I'm not going to give that to you. So.
Well, what about? I stand beside him and say, "Don't fuck this up, Hing."
Wait, don't I get 3 dice for dexterity? And then
no,
four?
You have to get under 3 now. 3 or under.
Okay. 4, 6,
smash
and 1.
Goes the glass as the fluoro light bursts forward, and for a moment silhouettes Hing against the night glass, forming a beautiful corona around him, but seemingly missing him. For a moment, he looks almost majestic, and then as your eyes adjust, you are able to make your way into the chemist.
I want pseudoephedrine.
The moment the three of you make your way into the chemist, you realize that you are not alone. There are two figures crouched behind the counter, having a muttered, fierce conversation. And to play those two figures, welcome to the stage from Freudian and Nip, Victoria Zerbst and Jenna Owen! You!
Hey, dudes.
Hello.
We mixed it up a little here. I let you make recommend for each other and for yourselves. You made your own characters.
Yes. Yeah. I wish they weren't so personal now.
They're very true to life.
Yeah.
Any features you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, Jenna's got here. She's got one empathy.
Problem as well.
With tone.
High five, dude. It's a tough world out there.
I got a tone problem. And
but she has a huge wingspan.
I got a big wingspan, which is actually true.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Just comparatively on my body,
I put my arm out, and then Jenna puts her arm
it's
out.
It's quite long.
Well, and so I dig it. What do you mean by tone problem?
Just some.
Why don't you shut up?
Some things that are meant as compliments come out in a different way, which I thought could be interesting had to converse with the monsters. Mm. Anyway, I've also got parent charmer.
She charms parents.
Yeah, and I also put my very personal thing, which is that I'm a perverted sleepwalker.
What's perverted about... You know, it doesn't matter.
No.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, which I guess could, yeah, something that could be fun if when darkness falls.
Awesome! I'm so excited for that,
Victoria,
to happen.
Do you have a comparatively? Is yours more or less normal than Jenna's?
I'd say it's more normal.
Yeah.
I have an excellent grasp of text, which I feel will come in handy so if we ever have to grasp
you
text.
You have a mental feature of incredible grasp of... Do you mean like dramatic text?
Dramatic text specifically.
Dramaturgy
is one of my skills.
Yeah. Script analysis.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Some Turks in
That's
the house.
That's so kind. Thank you.
All right. I only gave you one, so I feel like you wasted it, but
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no. Can I also talk about my incredible singing voice? I have an incredible singing voice.
Yeah.
Can I get an applause for that as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were also... I noticed when I gave out the character sheets, you were the only person who noticed that there's a section for traumas, which is something you're meant to develop in the game. And then you asked if you could start with some traumas.
Yeah, I put
down... So you gave yourselves two. You gave yourself two traumas.
One is a short-term trauma of a bleeding ass, which I experienced before the show started. Which we did. Rowan helped me figure out because I was like, I think I'm bleeding out my ass, and he's like, is it of anal fissure? Because then I don't know.
Sorry, is one of your traits oversharing?
Yeah. I think it's because
like
my ass is
boundaries.
Dry. Yeah. That was the immediate one. But then I also have a intergenerational Jewish diaspora trauma. thank you. That goes back generations. Mm. So that I hope that actually will help
You've
me.
Also written sprinkle of freckles.
That's a true physical trait. It's adorable.
The two of them are muttering it with each other at the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so what's happened is...
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about our day?
Yeah, yeah.
That we've had so far? So Vic and I started...
Well, why don't you wait, they might ask you in a bit what your day was like.
Okay.
But for now, just have the show us the conversation.
I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah, I'm also so anxious at this point.
Let's...
because, first of all, we're pretty anxious all the time.
And
our hearts are beating so fast right now. We're both anxious. There's no rock. No one's the rock
no
to
one's
each
the rock.
Other
we're
because
just
we're both
feeding
anxious.
Off that
so we're both feeding.
Because Jenna thought it'd be funny. Or no, actually helpful because she had in her rucksack.
Is this what you're saying to each other?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you recounting your day?
Live role playing?
Okay. Jenna, I'm anxious.
Yeah, dude, I'm freaking out.
We shouldn't have taken those pingers.
We shouldn't have taken those pingers.
That were in your rucksack.
I can't believe I had three pingers in my rucksack and we decided to take them.
But we did because we thought it would make us more agile.
More agile.
And ready to fight.
But it's just made us so anxious.
I'm really anxious because I also take Zoloft.
I'm so anxious. Wait, what's that noise?
They turn around and they see the three of you.
So we overheard them talking about pingers?
Yep.
I'm going to go and look for Valium to help with their inevitable come down.
And I'm going to get some antihistamines because apparently that counteracts...
Which leaves, unfortunately, you've decided to leave Hing,
but Hing
as the group's diplomat. So
with a hammer in his hand.
I'm going to get you guys to test. So can you, as a modern mixologist, a modest mixologist, tempted by vices, you actually get a bonus for that, for this
right.
one. And because you know your way around a pharmacy.
Yep.
Plus one because of Simon's support. Mm-hmm. Minus one for unfamiliar terrain. You make that roll. See if you can find something that will calm them down. You do not.
Logic.
Three. Oh, you do. Congratulations. You take a point of logic damage.
No, it cancels.
Yes. Congratulations. You find some...
I've got so many drugs. I've got all of the drugs. Give me a bag, Simon. I'm just taking some of everything. You never know what you might need.
You fill your pockets with you can put pockets full of useful drugs. And while you do that, Hing, it is up to you to talk to these two, who I believe you know in real life.
Yeah, so, because we're playing ourselves, so I'll be like, Vic, Jenna, did you guys take pingers?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Hing, it's so good to see you.
Oh, we love you.
We love you so much. Oh my God.
Can I
just say this? One of our favorite colleagues.
So much.
Okay, you're a mentor, truly. Like a mentor.
You've supported us our whole career. You've supported us.
Okay, we actually wouldn't say that about many people, but you've never made us feel alienated in an industry that's really hard.
And You've been a rock for us, and we're just so happy to see you.
Fuck, it's actually fucked.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Jenna was like, take these fingers. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Wait, what did you... Okay.
Now, can I just check? Because, again, we're playing ourselves today. You are all at work 45 minutes ago. Oh, and so this has all happened in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't at work.
So I heard there was three pingers. What did you take?
Yeah. Well, we've taken them because we've had a creative difference with you at work, King. So we've been really stressed by that. So we've reacted poorly to that. We've taken three. We've taken one.
I only took one.
You took one. I took one. I took two again. I've got two. I've had two.
And why have you broken into and barricaded yourself inside a chemist?
Well, pharmacies are usually like feminist safe spaces. There's a lot of tampons.
We feel safe there.
We felt safe.
And
I'm really sorry for our act of aggression.
And you smashed
it with a hammer.
I know.
Which I feel is like
space.
A phallus in this safe.
Can
feminist
I ask,
paradise.
Do you guys have an idea of what our creative difference was at work?
Yeah.
It was a creative difference you had at work today.
No, but I don't know.
Hing keeps writing these scenes in which he's in a shower.
It's actually true. Yeah.
And then you were like, no, I don't like that anymore. And I pushed back and was like, no, I think this would be cool to see me in the shower again.
Yeah. The only thing you say when you're on set is, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. And we're like...
Simon, do you think this is our least accessible episode?
I don't know. We've had a few.
All right, so...
At that point, Eden and Simon rush forward, and cupped in his hands is a handful of decanted pills.
Why would I decant them, Dave?
No, you took
I'm
them,
a survivalist.
No, you took them from behind the counter. You took them from the pharmacy section.
But they're in bottles, yo. No,
they,
been to pharmacy?
They put them in bottles.
Oh.
Wait, he's saying they're just like... buckets of pills behind the counter?
I don't know if you guys go to the pharmacies I go to, but like a pharmacist decants your pills out of bulk purchases into smaller bottles based on your prescription.
But not the ones in the pop packs.
Are you not going to get them anything that doesn't need a script?
No, but all the stuff that needs a script is behind the counter. You just go in there, get that
in
Valium
wholesale
box.
Quantities.
You go to compounding pharmacies, Dave.
I do go to a compounding pharmacy.
Okay,
and they
case
go
closed.
To the mortar and the pestle, and they get the ragwort, and they put it in a silver basin.
All right, fine.
And they
you come with
one
thing of fentanyl.
I want Valium. I want fentanyl. I want pseudoephedrine. I want antihistamine.
Yes,
I want
brother.
Bandages. Bandages. I want
bandages.
Yeah, bandages. I want. There'll probably be like a pair of scissors or something I can grab.
I'm gonna get the shotgun from behind the counter.
All right, you get all of that. You get the shotgun that was behind the counter.
Medical supplies. Okay.
In Australia.
Let's go. All right. Let's go to my mom's house.
Why?
Because she's got a really high fence and it's surrounded on all sides and there's enough stuff in my mom's house to rebuild civilization from.
Your mom's house is like...
Leichhardt.
In a valley in Leichhardt, in a dip.
No, it's on a hill, yo. What, are you worried about rising sea levels now?
No.
Both of you are calming down as the... downers take effect.
Okay. Hing's there?
Hing's just trying to explain the shower stuff.
Mentoring
you. Okay, yeah.
Okay, my idea is to go to the hotel above the Paramount Cafe, the Paramount Hotel in Redfern, because it's near a park, so there's open space you can see around it.
Interesting.
You can be up high, there's a cafe, so there's food, there's a restaurant, there's a hotel, so it'll be like towels, like utilities, all that sort of stuff.
Very interesting. What's your idea, Hing?
I think I'll go along with.
You can come up with your own one.
No. I'll go along with Eden. Let's go.
Look, I just think. What is our plan? Are we getting okay? So this. I've been waiting for this day. Honestly, you guys don't have doomsday scenarios in your head.
Okay. No, I've just got to go back.
Okay, so we want to go. We want to get supplies for a long haul. Really, society's going to break down, power stations are going to fail, and the first thing that's going to fail when power fails is water, okay? So I've got friends, they've got a property down in Kangaroo Valley, which the water is fed by a stream, so the water level will fail. There's kangaroos there, there's cows that we can kill, and there's a cattle grid at the front of the policy, which surely will be enough to stop any zombies crossing it, because it's difficult to cross.
Okay, can I make an alternate suggestion?
Yes.
How about the restaurant at the top of Centerpoint Tower?
Oh, I've never been there before.
It rotates, and like from what I know about zombies, like they struggle on uneven ground, and I think if it's slowly rotating, that could really throw them.
Point it. Water will be an issue because at a certain point, water won't be able to get up.
Power's going
to
shut down within a few days.
I feel like they might have lots of like bottles of like Pellegrino kind of.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful menu.
Okay, I have always wanted to go.
This is interesting. This is interesting. We have three different plans here, and it's really going to come down to the person with the highest charisma. So I want you all to make, not you, you don't have an idea, to make for me a charisma check. Now, for everybody, that is one of these good dice with the white pips. Mm-hmm. And then anybody who has a positive, persuasive...
I have the power of positivity.
Great. Gets a bonus dice.
I'm a parent charmer, which is for Simon, right?
So he is a dad.
So I get a negative?
So that's you get one for dad voice. One negative for you and one positive.
I get two.
Yeah, one great. For dad voice.
I have an incredible singing voice.
Are you on my center point?
Do you have
plan?
An idea?
Are you supporting
me?
Oh,
no, I support Jenna.
I get another vote.
You get one bonus dice. That's right.
I also want to support Jenna because I want to go to the Centerpoint Tower.
I know. I actually think we could have a lovely time, all things considered.
Because you think
one more
to yourselves...
Dice. One more
All right, one more for
it's
me.
It's in Sydney, but you never go.
Exactly. You know? I think it'd be nice to be tourists in our own city.
Yeah. Everybody roll and tell me who has the most ones.
Oh, no.
I don't have any ones.
I don't have any ones.
Who has the most twos?
I have a two.
I've got two. Two twos.
We're going to Centerpoint Tower.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, God.
And as the sun sets on a city doomed by a pathogen that has already begun to rip society asunder, as the smell of loot and the end of empires is in the air, five unlucky souls make their ways through the desolate streets of Redfern, coming down from the worst pingers high imaginable, their pockets filled with unmentionable drugs, some pawpaw camping equipment and a can of butane. For how can five such as these make their way through a world that not 28 days later, but 28 minutes later has already come asunder? For the answer to questions such as these, tune in to the next week's episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you! The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Eden Lacey, and Simon Greiner, and are DM'd by me, Dave Harmon, with NPC voices by Ben Jenkins. Shakira Khan designs our website. Our guests this week were Jenna Owen and Victoria Zerps. The podcast is mixed and mastered by Beth McMullen and recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre with live music this episode by Rowan Thumber.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.